I want to share with you a pretty simple method for unlocking your inner genius with a pen and a pad of paper. And when you're done with this episode, I actually want you to grab a pen and a pad of paper and preferably a timer. The one on your phone will work, and actually do the exercise that I encourage you to do. So I'm going to ask you to do this exercise, and it's designed to unlock your inner genius. Now, not only that, and here comes a big list of promises. Not only that, it's going to clear out all that mental clutter that you have going on right now, and me too. It can help you dump your head trash, like any kind of stinking thinking that you have going on. It's going to give you access to your own best ideas, and I can guarantee that once you've cleared out that mental clutter and you've dumped your head trash, your brain is full, your mind is full of great ideas. It can also help you get started on your important projects that you are working on right now and maybe not making the progress that you want to make. It can help you get started on those. It can help you create content even like this episode. It can help you create any kind of content for marketing, for your own publishing, for whatever you're doing. It can help you come up with whatever ideas you need for your content. And you may even score your next big breakthrough marketing idea when you follow my recommendation and you do this exercise, because you will learn to get in touch with your powerful subconscious mind. So I'll give you that exercise here in just a moment. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So I just went through this book called Accidental Genius by Mark Levy. And Mark is a business consultant. He helps business with creative ideas and creative problem solving. And he has just published the second edition of this book. I went through the Audible audiobook, which was a great way to consume it. And this book is all about the process of free writing, and specifically free writing for the purpose of achieving things in your business. Now, what's free writing? It's not quite journaling. I actually discovered this book as part of a conversation in a private forum for marketers that was about journaling, about, you know, what are your experiences with journaling, positive, negative, whatever. And it is a form of journaling. I do it in my journal, but it's not quite journaling. So what it is most akin to is, if you've ever done any meditation or if you've ever done any mindfulness practices, what you're taught to do, at least a good teacher will, especially for like mindfulness, a good teacher will tell you that you sit down and you pay attention to your breath. And what you're doing as you pay attention to your breath is that's giving you a consistent focus. While you are paying attention to your breath, you are going to notice that different thoughts come up. And you're going to notice, oh, there's a thought. There's a thought about that. Oh, there's a feeling. There's a feeling about that. And all of this stuff is going on in our heads all the time. It's the stream of consciousness. It's the inner monologue, right? Meditation and mindfulness is about paying attention to the way that our mind works, the way that our emotions work. And it's a whole topic for a separate episode, but it is a great thing to do to get into mindfulness meditation and to learn to pay attention to your thoughts and just pay attention to how your thoughts and feelings are influencing how you are behaving in the world. So back to this free writing thing. What this is about taking that inner monologue, that stream of consciousness, and instead of bringing attention to it inside your head, it's really just getting it out through a pen and a piece of paper, capturing all those thoughts that bounce around in our head and just getting them out, 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 getting them out. And it is not meant for anybody else. It's not meant to be readable. It's not meant to be read. It's not even really meant for our own consumption later. Like, the process as it's taught in this book, Accidental Genius. It's about just getting those thoughts out, giving those thoughts a place to go. Instead of bouncing around in their head or in your head, they bounce down your arm into your hand where you write them on paper. And when you start to do this, there's kind of a sequence of events that happens. Number one, you start by picking up the obvious mess. Like if you think about this like mental clutter, right? You start by picking up the obvious mess. So there's some things sitting in the middle of the room or in the middle of your mind, and you just pick them up and you're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Do something with that, right? Then you start to clear out the clutter in the corners. So once you've gotten that one main topic out of your head, then other things start to pop up and they start to come from different angles. And a lot of what comes out during this free writing ends up being, oh, I'm upset about this thing, or I'm angry at this, or I read this weird article and for whatever reason, it's still in my attention, it's in my focus, or I'm upset, whatever. Oftentimes it's negative stuff, right? And that's what the head trash is. That's what the junk is. That's what the clutter is. And so you start by picking up the obvious mess, and then you clear out the clutter in the corners, and then what happens is this is where it starts to get exciting, because your mind, in addition to being full of all that clutter, all that minutia from daily activities and all those like negative feelings and positive feelings and distractions and whatever, you have hidden gems. You have hidden gems in there that are ready to come out once your subconscious knows, once that voice inside knows that you're paying attention. And by writing out all the clutter and by writing out all the junk, then that voice says, oh, well, if he's writing stuff or if she's writing stuff, I'll just give her this. And so you this hidden gem comes out. And then you can start to collect those on the paper and use them later. But the great thing about this is it's the same benefit of mindfulness meditation, that when you learn to pay attention to the thoughts and feelings that are bouncing around inside, your mind actually becomes far less cluttered. So some people think that meditation is about stopping your thoughts. And the reality is, people who have a lot of experience in meditation will tell you that you cannot stop your thoughts. But when you learn to pay attention to your thoughts, and you learn to pay attention to all those things that are bouncing around and give them the appropriate attention and acknowledge them, what often ends up happening is the mind that feels the need to constantly be chattering, once it gets paid attention to, doesn't feel the need to constantly be chattering in quite the same way. So your brain is way less full of the clutter, and it's more open, and it can be directed and used as a tool to help you think for the rest of your day. And so this is something you can do this in the morning. You can do this like during meditation, mindfulness time. You can do it with a morning cup of coffee. You can do it in between things. There's the liminal time, and that term references the time between things, like the transition time between things. You can do this in liminal time between activities. You can do this if you are stuck on a project. It just get the thoughts out as quick as possible. You can do this as a proactive activity at some point during your day. You could do it however you want to do it, whenever you want to do it. You can do this. You just sit down and start writing. But I'll give you a little bit more details about how you can do this type of free writing. So you can start with just an open intention to write whatever. And so one question from Getting Things Done by David Allen is, what has your attention right now? And he asked that as you're trying to think about the things that are going on in your life. What has your attention right now? What has your attention right now? And start writing about that. He also uses it to start a meeting. What has everybody's attention right now? He uses it in lots of different ways, but it's a great prompt that's kind of an open-ended question that allows you to focus on what's important right now. Or you can start with a prompt, a challenge, an issue, something specific to your current situation. So if you're stuck on writing a piece of marketing copy for your business or for a client or whatever, you can write something like, what am I going to do about this copy? What am I going to do about X? What am I going to do about this employee situation? What am I going to do about whatever? What am I going to do about the fact that I have this sales letter that's converting, but I don't have enough traffic going to it? You can say what's important for me to pay attention to about this marketing message I'm working on? What's important for me to pay attention to about whatever issue? You're just trying to direct your brain in any way to get started. So you can start with a question, a prompt, a challenge, an issue that you're facing right now. You can start with an open-ended, what has my attention right now? You can start with, okay, Roy says I should free write. This seems like a stupid thing to do, but I guess I'm going to do it anyway because he says it's going to help me unlock my inner genius. And by the way, it's grocery night and I need to get milk at the grocery store. Is milk even on my shopping list? Oh yeah, by the way, I was supposed to be free writing, so let me write. It doesn't matter. It's about getting this stuff out of your head. And so once you've started, the goal is to write as fast as possible. Get it all out. No edits, no worries about grammar, spelling, whatever. Just get it out. Just be writing as fast as possible and let your mind go wherever, even if it's off course. Let your mind go. Let your mind just get all of the thoughts out. And no editing, no filtering, no processing, no whatever, no going back. Just keep writing. And even if you take a left turn to talk about your grocery list, keep writing. And then, you know, wherever your brain goes next after that, keep writing. And you can always come back to these topics later. You can always come back and do a separate session about, oh, it was really interesting that I landed on this. I'm going to write about this. But what you should do is not do this for an indefinite length of time, because then you're going to be encouraged to slow down, or your hand's going to get way too cramped or whatever. Do it to time. That's why I say get a timer. 5 to 15 minutes is pretty good. You'll find that if you're doing this and you're actually writing quickly, 15 minutes feels like a long freaking time. So do it to time. 5 to 15 minutes is pretty good. I wouldn't do it for longer than 20 minutes, but you could take a break and then come back in a little bit. And then just write. Just free write. And do it. Get all of it out of your head as fast as possible. And then you can go back after you're done writing, after that timer goes off, not like in the middle, oh, I'm done now, but after that timer goes off, you can go back and you say, are there important points here? Is there anything that I need to pull out of this? Did I identify some tasks? Oh, I needed to update my grocery list and include the 7 items that I listed because my brain couldn't think of anything else until I got those out. What tasks are there? What reference material is, did I just free write an idea for an email or for a sales letter or for whatever? What gems are hidden in all of the junk and the clutter and all of that? So you go back, you look, you can mark it up, you can take notes somewhere else. Don't mark up everything because then it becomes a total cluttered mess. Again, instead of in your mind, it's a cluttered mess on paper. But just mark it up enough to pull the important information out, and then you can use it elsewhere. Now, before I actually send you off with this exercise, I do want to respond to the pen and a paper versus typing. And interestingly, in the book, Mark Levy, he actually kind of recommends both at different times. So it sounds like he actually does a lot of free writing in his computer if it's related to some work that he's working on, because that allows him to like dump it in different documents and store it for future use and whatever. You could even do it in, you write yourself an email. That's actually an idea that wasn't in the book that I had, that, I just have this idea that I need to get out of my head. So I'm going to write myself a quick email and I'm just going to send it to myself and it's there. So all of that is typing. And I will also say that more and more research is finding, even as we're using computers and phones, et cetera, more and more research is finding that there is some magic in using a pen or pencil and writing on paper. even better if it's cursive. There's something about cursive that like taps into our brain. But just pen on paper, our thinking is better, our retention is better, everything is better pen on paper versus fingers on keyboard. And then, you know, if you need to pull something out of it, you can pull something out of it and type it in, and that's great, right? So I would lean towards pen and paper. And I'm gonna say, like, if it helps you do the exercise, do it with a keyboard, whatever, just do the exercise. So specifically, here is the exercise that I'm talking about. So get a pen and paper, journal, whatever other paper, grab a timer. I have a kitchen timer sitting on my desk. I also have a timer app on my phone. I can't show you my computer because I'm recording this on my computer. I also have a timer on my computer. I like timers. So get a pen, get the paper, get a timer, and set that timer for 10 minutes. And just start writing, beginning to end, as fast as possible, and see what happens. And not only do this when this episode is done, but do this regularly, do this often, come back to this as a form of mindfulness practice, as a form of brainstorming practice, but not even like formal brainstorming where you're kind of filtering ideas as they come out, as like a complete brainstorm, like the storm is coming out. Come back to this practice, come back to this exercise, and do it over and over again. What do you think? Leave a comment with this episode before you start the exercise. On a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable have you found it and why? What are your insights, action items, takeaways? Are you going to do this? Have you just done it and you find it to be brilliant or stupid or whatever? Like, leave that comment with this. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails, including these daily episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Also, with the description to this episode, I will include a link to Accidental Genius by Mark Levy on Amazon. And just remember, subscribe before you go so you can get more content like this. And let me know what you think of it so that I can decide if more writing and brainstorming topics like this will be something to create future episodes about. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I have delivered it here. Go do that exercise now, and I look forward to seeing you again in your next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.